Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
All right, good morning. Welcome into the show. Bill Ryder with you. Love Ross Tucker. Does an amazing podcast. Is an incredible guest on this show. Is a must follow on Twitter at Ross Tucker NFL. He's going to give you a bunch of amazing answers. But here's the other thing. Let's say that in a few weeks it's Mother's Day, which it is, and you don't know what to do. He's also going to make you look like, not that you're not a good son, but he's going to take your love for your mom. He's going to give you the perfect gift. I'm a bad shopper, so we're going to get into that in a few seconds. Talk some football. Mr. Ross Tucker joins me now. Ross, what's up, buddy?
Bill, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing amazing. I'm excited about the draft. I'm a Bears fan, so I have natural trepidation of any decision we make, and obviously the expectation tomorrow is Caleb Williams going to be the guy. Let me ask you this, because we've gotten a range of answers, and I'm really interested in what you have heard, seen on the tape, just what you think from your experience. Is there anything out there, big or small, that would offer you some hesitation if you were the Bears and you were preparing to draft Caleb Williams as your quarterback with the number one overall pick in the draft tomorrow?
Yeah, I think I would say a couple. I'll give you three potential areas of concern, right? Number one is that, you know, I had somebody come on my show, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, and say that a lot of what Caleb did in college was outside of structure, and that there were a bunch of turndowns, meaning, you know, early in the play, there's an open receiver within the design of the play, and he doesn't throw it. Now, that happens sometimes when, you know, Aaron Rodgers does that sometimes. Russell Wilson does that sometimes. You know, some of these guys are just so good at the second reaction plays that they lean on that a lot. But there's also guys that that's a big part of their game, and then they come in the NFL, and they can't really do it at that level. So the second react, you know, the turndowns of open receivers within the context of the USC offense is a little concerning. That's number one. Number two, you know, there was all kinds of whispers about his dad and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know, you know, a lot of these guys have family members that are really involved in stuff now. But there was enough out there with Caleb Williams that makes you wonder a little bit. And then the last one, which is probably the most significant and the realest one to me, is just how many people I've had come on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast that seem to like Jaden Daniels more. You know, I mean, I've had, Bill, over the last 2 months, Phil Sims and Chase Daniel and Dan Orlovsky and Greg Cosell and Lewis Riddick and all these guys that really watched multiple games of all of these quarterbacks. And what's so fascinating to me about it is that there was almost a consensus. You know, they all liked Caleb Williams. There was nobody really knocking Caleb Williams. But what I took away from every conversation was there was a consensus about how much they love Jaden Daniels and just,
that is,
you know, not only getting run like few quarterbacks we've seen, but the pocket passing, the accuracy, the progression reading, you know, all of those things. People were really, really high. Experts were really, really high on Jaden Daniels. Ironically, Bill, they all had major concerns about Drake May, too, which is interesting. They all said, raw, misses the layups, disappointed, didn't have the throw-to-throw accuracy. So when one quarterback guru says it, you're like, okay. But when every guy I brought on the show said the same thing about Jaden Daniels and Drake May, I'm going to believe him. Otherwise, why am I even bringing him on the show?
That is amazing. And by the way, you just took me back, and I missed the version, the episode of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast where you had Chase Daniel on. When I was a young reporter at the Kansas City Star, I spent a day at Mizzou, where I went to college, with Chase driving around in his truck when he was a – that is like – that is – and he's, as you know, that is a bright, thoughtful dude who is a grinder when it comes to looking at tape and working hard. You just took me back many, many years. Let me dig into a Jaden Daniels story or question topic a little more, Ross. There was some reporting about consternation – not just reporting, his agent liked some tweets – that it wasn't cool, that some frustration maybe that the Commanders, who pick number 2 overall in the draft tomorrow and are expected to draft the young man, that there was some frustration that the Commanders brought out 4 quarterbacks, multiple quarterbacks, same time. How dare they? What an affront to Jaden Daniels. Is that, and who knows to what degree Jaden Daniels cares or the agent just reacted poorly, but to what degree is that okay or not okay to have a guy who is Jaden Daniels having to, I don't know, compete, feel awkward, whatever, in an interview with other quarterbacks in the same draft?
Well, so that's a really interesting one. I think if you're Jaden Daniels and his agent and you really think that he's the best quarterback in the draft, right, and you see what's happening with Caleb Williams, where the Bears have kind of made it clear and they're, like, already giving him the playbook and they're all in on him. The fact that the Commanders this late in the process are still bringing you in with these other guys, I think they probably found it a little bit insulting and a little bit of a turnoff. Like, hey, you know, we should be at the point where we're talking about the wedding. You know, we should be engaged and talking about the wedding. We shouldn't still be dating at this point. And when you bring in all these other players, it's like they were still dating. And I think Jaden Daniels and his representation, they wanted that visit to be the engagement, you know, before the wedding tomorrow night. And so they were a little bit turned off by it. You know, if I'm Jaden Daniels, I'm highly concerned that my agent is on social media posting about this. That's extremely unprofessional, not a good sign moving forward. Jaden Daniels should probably even strongly consider a different agent. Is this amateur hour? Like, what are we doing? Like, how does it benefit your client at all to do that? At all? I mean, it's supposedly they've smoothed things over the last 24, 48 hours, so that's fine, and fans will forget it, but it's still like, wait a minute. Did he not want to be here? Was he not happy to come here? What's the process? It doesn't help him in any way.
It's such a great point. And as someone who's had an agent before at a very, 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 very lower level, I know you have, Ross, probably have multiple. Yeah, those guys' job is to make your life easier, not harder. Ross Tucker here on the show, making our lives smarter and better talking football. All right, so Ross, we hit Caleb Williams. You brought up Drake May already. When you've talked to some of the guys who are quarterback experts on the podcast, when you're just looking at it, if you eliminate Caleb and you eliminate Jaden from the list, who's the next quarterback that you think has the most likely route or likelihood of real massive success at that position in the NFL?
Well, that's the most interesting part of the draft now. It's really, you know, and there's some people that really like Michael Penix Jr., but it's really J.J. McCarthy or Drake May, and it's the Patriots at three. I mean, that's where it's really going to get interesting now. I think the belief is that Drake May has more physical ability. And, you know, Drake May has thrown the ball more, you know, in the North Carolina offense than J.J. McCarthy did. You know, some of the concern that people have about McCarthy is that so much of the talk about him is sort of the intangibles and the off-the-field stuff as opposed to just what he did on the field. And I think reasonable minds will disagree. I think the belief is, and I would tend to agree with this, that there's probably more upside to Drake May. There's more physical ability in his body. And J.J. McCarthy can throw it pretty well, and J.J. McCarthy can run pretty well. But Drake May is probably a better athlete. Drake May is a bigger body. Drake May has a stronger arm. So I think this is a debate that we get into a lot. I can remember it a few years ago, like Justin Fields versus Mac Jones, right? I mean, obviously Justin Fields had the better physical ability and the more upside. Mac Jones was considered a little more polished. Which one do you go with? The Bears traded up. They got Justin Fields. I mean, obviously neither one of them really worked out, obviously. But that's I don't know that you're ever – I don't know that we'll ever solve that, right? Like the next 50 years, however long we're alive and they're having NFL drafts, I think every year there will be the guy with the more ability and then the guy that, you know, seems to have a better feel, natural feel for the position, and reasonable minds will disagree on which guy they'll take.
Ross Tucker here on Rider Than You. I'm Bill Ryder. Ross, quick veering away from the NFL draft, and then I want to have you help everybody with Mother's Day. But I want to ask you about, there was an ESPN report from my good buddy in college, my college drinking buddy, Seth Wickersham, and some of his colleagues about reporting that says that Robert Kraft suggested to Arthur Blank that he not hire Bill Belichick. And you don't need to weigh in on that if you don't want to. I'd be interested in your perspective. But my main question is, what is the likelihood you think Bill Belichick is going to get a coaching job again next year or the year after, presuming, and I think this is a fair presumption, he still wants to coach in the National Football League down the line?
Right. So the first thing on the Kraft point, I think, Bill, respectfully, I think the way you phrase that is not how I would phrase it.
How would you phrase it?
I guess I saw where Arthur Blank reportedly in that story said that Robert Kraft's his best friend, or believes that Robert Kraft's his best friend. And
right.
So I would phrase it like close friends being frank and honest with each other. I don't think that's Robert Kraft saying, don't hire Bill Belichick. I think that's Robert Kraft saying, listen, he's a football savant. He's, he's this, he's that, he's very accomplished, but he's also arrogant. He also, there's some issues with trust at times. I think, you know, like we would all want in life, right? You know, if I'm thinking about hiring somebody and a college buddy calls me, or, you know, one of my best friends around here in Pennsylvania calls me, I would like to think that they would be honest and give me the pros and cons. I mean, you know, if Robert Kraft only told Arthur Blank the positive stuff, then what kind of friend is he being?
Oh, no, right? I'm not saying, I don't know if Robert Kraft gave a good recommendation or a bad recommendation in terms of accuracy, but sure, best friend, good friend, trusted advisor, but it sure sounds like his advice in its totality was significant in Belichick not getting the job.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. When I read that article, they said everybody wrote down their top three and nobody had him in their top three. So I don't know that what Kraft said to Blank about Belichick was the clincher. It certainly didn't help, right? I mean, picture yourself being an 80-something-year-old billionaire. Now, Bill, I can assure you, if I'm an 80-something-year-old billionaire, I am definitely going to want to win a Super Bowl before I die. Like, that would be a priority for me. But I'm also pretty confident I would have a no-jerk policy, right? And I'm not calling Bill Belichick a jerk. But if the perception is that he's really tough to deal with and he's a pain in the butt, all this stuff, I just wouldn't want to do it. I'd be like, nah, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Now, that said, I do think he'll get a job next year. Because I think I've used this term before. I think he will have a media washing or a media cleansing, right? So doing stuff with Peyton Manning, doing stuff with Pat McAfee, and smiling a little bit and showing some personality is going to change the perception of Bill Belichick. Unfortunately, or fortunately, we as humans have very short attention spans. So by December, it will no longer be he's a jerk and look how bad the Patriots were the last 3 years. By December, but you know what? I kind of like Bill Belichick. He's funny. He's insightful. I mean, the guy has 6 Super Bowls. We should hire Bill Belichick. If we don't do anything in the playoffs, and we're the Cowboys, we should get Belichick. Or the Giants, we need to bring him back. That's the last time we were really, awesome. We had a Coughlin, a Parcells, that Parcells tree. Like, fans are going to convince themselves in December that they want Belichick as their coach because of everything that's going to unfold, because time heals and he's going to have a media washing.
I love that term because it happened for Pete Rose. It happened for A-Rod. It happened for Steve Kerr. Obviously, in Steve Kerr's case, it worked out. That is a very, very real phenomenon. All right, Ross Tucker, before we let you go, love the conversation. It's really interesting. You have a solution for people that are trying to figure out what to get their mom for Mother's Day that says, I love you. I thought about you. This is something I put some thought into.
Well, listen, nobody knows more about the power of the written word, Bill, than you, and what you've done in Des Moines, obviously Kansas City. I mean, you know how powerful the written word can be. And also, you know that nobody knows what to get somebody for Mother's Day. I mean, I literally text my wife, Kara, what should I get my mom for Mother's Day? And I text my mom, what should I get Kara for Mother's Day? Like, that's how pathetic we are, right? I am telling you, it's the best Mother's Day gift I've ever heard of. My sister and I got one for my mom a couple years ago. You talk to a writer while you're driving home from work, or you can just fill out a quick email. Tell them how great your mom is, or your wife, if you want to get it for her. They write this incredible story. It looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper. It's framed pictures of your mom and the kids, maybe the grandkids. I can almost guarantee your mom will cry. If she doesn't, then she's probably mean, which is a whole other story. I'm guessing your mom will cry, and she will love it. And then it'll be hanging up in her house forever. And so it'll be a daily reminder of how much you love her. It's hanging up in my mom's house right next to the front door. MyFrontPageStory.com. MyFrontPageStory.com. Listen, everybody listening, fellas, I know you never worry about it till May, and you get them like a gift card or flowers or whatever. Do something totally different, totally unique. It's worth it. She's worth it. Moms are never a bust. They're always the number one pick. MyFrontPageStory.com.
It's such a good idea. I wish I had thought of it myself. I used to write stuff all the time about people. I wish I'd written something about my own mom and framed it. What was I thinking? It's brilliant. MyFrontPageStory.com. Ross Tucker.
We could have you as one of the writers, but I'm pretty confident we can't afford you, or you would cut into the profit margin too much. So, unfortunately, you're not hired, but everybody else can still get a story there.
Well, I could go get Jaden Daniels' agent. He could screw up the negotiation for me. He can probably afford me.
Oh my God. What an amateur hour.
Yeah, that is a clown show moment for sure. Ross, this is great, dude. Love the candor, the perspective, the insight. The Ross Tucker Football Podcast is a must listen to. As always, my friend, appreciate you. Thanks for making us smarter.
Absolutely. Anytime. You know that. Take care.
All right, buddy. Ross Tucker on the show. That guy's great. That guy is so good. All right. Let's do this. I don't really want to, but let me just read from the script Tom sent me. It is time to turn to the most talented producer in Earth. Okay, good job, Tom. Pretty Daddy's Buy or Sell next here on Rider Than You.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to Writer Than You.
I have a face for radio and a voice for writing, but here I am. Like, America's amazing. America's amazing.
On the Infinity Sports Network.
Welcome back into the show. All right, I got a couple. Let me write these down. I got a couple just buy or sell questions for Tom, okay? Okay, let me just here do this real quick. How you doing, Tom? By the way, if you would like to consume or take in more of my content, because that's what you need more in your life, you need a lot of Bill Ryder 15 hours a day. America's amazing. I have a few avenues for you. I will be on the Beyond the Arc podcast at 2 o'clock Eastern. Now, we will not be on CBS Sports Network today. Some wonderful lesser show, just kidding, is going to be on there in our place. I don't know who it is, Tom. I'm sure they're amazing. And but we will be on YouTube later. We'll drop that later. So I guess 2 p.m. Eastern doesn't really matter to you. I think that's when it comes out, but it'll come out whenever podcasts drop. Great at the promotion. I'll also be on CBS Sports HQ, which is a 24-hour streaming sports network. I promise it's good. I know it's free. It's really good. And I'll be on that starting around 7 o'clock Eastern time tonight, all the way to the last game, which could be as late as 1 or 1:30 or 2 a.m. So check it out. Without further ado, let's do buy or sell.
What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
I'm going to ask you some questions, and I'm going to go real meta here, Tom. Hello, by the way.
Hey there, Bill.
I'm going to ask you a question about questions. I'm a big believer that what you do for a living, if you do it for a long time, shapes your personality and shapes your interactions. I was as Ross Tucker alluded to. How did he know that? I guess he listens to the show. All right, Ross, my guy. I spent many, many years of my life as a newspaper reporter carrying a notebook everywhere I went, writing down everybody's name. I can't remember anyone's name. Tim, it's not personal. I just can't do it. Yep. So it also impacts interactions. I ask a lot of questions. It's a reporter's habit. Buy or sell, you like my personality trait of asking lots of questions.
Buy.
You don't have to lie on this segment. You cannot lie on this segment.
Sell.
It's a lie-free zone. All right. Here comes some more questions. I don't really care that you don't like it. Here comes some more questions. You ready?
Nope.
I like the music that you do. Was that Mary J. Blige just a minute ago?
It was. Early 2000s Mary J.
But buy or sell, we should do a hump day special, I guess. We'll pick one day a week. Hump day special, where we just play the music that I'm listening to that day.
Sell.
Okay. We're going to do it anyway. We sell.
Sounds like more work for me.
No, Nathaniel Ratliff, I'll send you all the tracks. That's what I'm listening to right now.
I got to record it. I got to put it in the system.
Okay. I want you to do this for me.
Okay. Okay.
Push the button for me.
Sell.
Thank you. Last one. This buy or sell, this is obnoxious. I, at CBS Sports HQ's headquarters here, up here where I'm at, there's a Glazo network. It's a bunch of soccer people. It's soccer players. It's buy or sell. Because I think it's obnoxious when people pull out their phone and go, look at my kid. Look at my wedding photos. But Henry might have scored a wonder goal over the weekend. I may or may not have shown 50 people. Buy or sell, that's okay.
Buy.
Is it?
You're talking to a fellow parent. I do the same thing, and I used to get so bothered by it when people would show. Before I had a kid.
In my defense, the way that I sort of did this is I told the Henry meeting Messi story and then started scoring goals. Like, that's amazing. Really? I'm like, oh, yeah. That's and they're like, oh, do you want to see one? And even when they clearly with their face said no, like, here it is. It's, oh, wow, it's totally ready at the exact spot. Push play. No, look closer.
They totally said no with their face. Here's the goal anyway.
Let's go.
All right, Bill, let's get into buy or sell. And first things first.
Well, we are in buy or sell.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Well, that was buy.
We're going to get to the questions that, you know.
Why are you putting my questions? Why are you carving them off from the pack?
I shouldn't have done that. You know what? Sell me.
Sell.
Three wounded gazelle is what you're telling me. That don't belong.
Bill, it's a double whammy because shame on me again. I haven't wished you a happy anniversary this morning.
I don't want to know what, dude. I don't have it in me. Wherever you're going,
today is the 1 year anniversary of the New York Jets trading for your guy Aaron Rodgers. You're a big Aaron Rodgers guy.
That's fine. I thought you were gonna. I don't know where you're going, but I thought it was gonna be much meaner.
Bill, buy or sell, the Jets should regret trading for Aaron Rodgers.
Wow, that's an outstanding question. Buy. Here's why.
Buy.
Here's why. Had the Jets just tanked, they would now be drafting where? In the top three? In the top two? In the top one? But I do the buy with a little hesitation. Aaron Rodgers making an AFC championship game for the Jets would be a massive success. And there's a world where that could happen. I don't think it will. I think the AFC is too difficult. But the likely outcome feels like injury or disappointment. And part of it is, if it goes badly, it's going to go toxically bad.
Speaking of going badly, another one of your guys, Jerry Jones, rest assured, told us yesterday that Dallas Cowboys are working on a deal for Dak Prescott. But you know he had to say it in his own Jerry Jones type of way.
You may be working on it and not moving anything but your eyebrows. Who in the world would think that we're not working on it? I work on it. It pops open at 2 a.m. sometimes. What you're actually question is why don't you have something done and negotiated and put in the drawer? Well, we'd like to see some more leaves fall. We'd like to see some more action.
I can't get through that without laughing. Bill, buy or sell the point Jerry Jones was attempting to make.
I'll buy the point.
Buy.
Hell, I'll buy the eyebrows attempt. Who am I to criticize a random metaphory thing that doesn't quite work, but you're like, yeah, sort of. I guess that was interesting. I mean, the 2 a.m. thing is, are you okay? You should be sleeping at 2 a.m,
maybe he's
Jerry.
Maybe he's got potty time like me.
It's a weird thing for you.
It's a very real thing, though.
A whole lot. I know. I know when to reach you.
Sad, but oh so true.
Buy or sell, when you got up yesterday for your nighttime potty time, you thought of me and laughed that I was still working.
Buy.
Oh, my God. Did you really?
And I always go to my phone with like one eye open and be like, did he text me? Massive breaking news happened. What's going on?
Buy or sell, I should just start doing like, oh, my God, you see the breaking news. Just so you have to look at it.
Sell.
No, because you know when that does happen? Like, I am then awake because I will look into the story that you texted me about. And then I'm awake in the middle of the night. Yeah.
That's part of the gag.
Yeah, you're a good friend if I haven't told you before.
I'm a great friend.
All right, Bill, let's continue in the NFL here. The Raiders have reportedly called the Washington Commanders about their interest, or lack thereof, in trading the number 2 overall pick. Now, the Raiders themselves have the number 13 pick tomorrow night, as they're still searching for a franchise quarterback under new head coach Antonio Pierce. And oh, by the way, Bill, the Raiders haven't won a playoff game since 2002. Only the Miami Dolphins have a longer drought. Bill, buy or sell the Raiders are in no man's land tomorrow night with the number 13 pick.
I mean, I'll sell, just in the sense that, yes, you're right, but you can, I was thinking about this talking to Ross, and I didn't have time to get to it, because we focus so much on quarterbacks, and now we focus on guys at the skill positions, or maybe edge rushers, but the draft is an opportunity to fill out your roster in ways that are impactful, and the successful front offices can find guys, they can find guys in the third round, the fourth round. There are difference makers across the draft. The Raiders are not going to fix their situation, especially in the AFC West, but at all, with the 13th pick or the 7th pick, I'm not even sure the first pick would. Maybe it might, right? Like, it depends if the quarterback hits. It's not a guarantee. So this is slow and steady wins the race. They are the tortoise, not the hare. Draft well. You don't need to draft for need because you need everything. Draft the best football player or close to it that's on the board. And in a few years, look back and say, this is where we started putting together a roster that could win. The quarterback's not going to be there now. It'll be there someday. But there are plenty of other things that they can address with that pick and the picks that follow.
Bill, let's go from the NFL to college football. Five-star defensive back Cormani McClain is transferring out of Colorado. And, Bill, he was the highest-rated recruit to sign with Deion since Deion took the head coaching job at Colorado. Now, of course, McClain, as you know, saw very little playing time last season. And on his way out the door, well, he took a little jab at Deion and the Buffaloes.
I'm just ready to bring the old version of me out and change the narrative of everyone's thinking on my name. Be a part of a real and a great program that's going to impact me at my best ability. I feel like I just don't want to play for the Clips. I actually want to be involved with a great leading program that's going to develop players.
Ouch. Bill, buy or sell Colorado has lost all the goodwill that they built up at the start of last season.
Buy, 100% buy.
Buy.
There's an expression that's really interesting that I'm going to get wrong. But it's basically if there's always a problem and you're always around it, maybe it's you that's the problem. Okay, this kid or that young man or that player or that person or that coach needs to transfer out or sit or work harder or be demoted. But when it's a constant revolving door of people that are frustrated and people that are angry and people that are leaving and people that feel disrespected, that sounds like a you problem. That sounds like a Colorado Deion problem. Now, I have doubted him before, so has everyone else, and he obviously has had real success to start. So I'm interested to see how this comes out. His answer is, I don't do it the same way as everybody else. And if that's fair and true, and he does it in a successfully different way, then our ability to evaluate is going to be limited. Because we don't know, we haven't seen this part of this process, this approach. But yeah, I'm highly skeptical. I think many people are. And I'll say this too, I don't know the details of that young man's situation. We've all potentially been in positions where we feel like we had a chance at something, and circumstances maybe beyond our control limited that. Rooting for him, because these dudes, a guy of that recruitment level is hoping and planning to play and make a living doing it. That is his goal, and I hope he's able to find that away from Colorado, that path.
Hoopier than thou. Let's get to some NBA here, Bill. 76ers point guard Tyrese Maxey won Most Improved Player of the Year yesterday. Now, in his fourth season in the league this year, Maxey averaged career highs across the board, nearly 26 points per game, to go along with 4 rebounds and 6 assists. Bill, buy or sell Tyrese Maxey's style of play is a better fit with Joel Embiid than James Harden's style ever was.
Buy. I think it is.
Buy.
Maxey's amazing. And there also just feels like there's a trust there, and I wonder if it's part of its style, and part of it is Harden came in as a superstar in his own right and had to learn to meld with Embiid, and Maxey came in as just a guy and was able to grow into that player in front of Embiid. And maybe there's a different relationship, big brother, little brother, respect level. Embiid seeing him do the things in practice that it, now we're seeing, usually translates to a different kind of this is my guy mentality. But yes, better fit, I think, for a variety of reasons.
It's time for No Context Buy or Sell.
Just got one for you today, Bill. Buy or sell the NBA needs to release 2-minute reports.
sell. They're so stupid. I'm with you that they're stupid. I mean, their argument is transparency because of their embracing of gambling, and they want to be transparent, which I understand. But transparency only works if you're willing to address the transparent flaws that you are broadcasting again and again and again. Because all this does is just dredge up a bunch of frustration. Last two-minute report of the Sixers-Knicks game basically said Sixers got totally screwed. That's the report. That's the report. And nothing's going to come of it. So you try to work on the officiating being better. But it's, yeah, I hate it. It's dumb. It's dumb without results, and this keeps happening. Let's, speaking of games, there's a couple tonight. Let's preview tonight's NBA playoff action after we get a sports flash from Andrew Bogish.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
All right, welcome back into the show. Bill Ryder with you. I'm a radio host, and Tom is a professional warrior. Pretty Daddy, RTY, sports writer, sports R-E-I-T-E-R. You're a warrior, pal.
Yes.
You're a warrior.
By nature. Even before I met you, started working with you, but it has only amplified and grown.
Bro, wait until your dude gets older. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man.
What can I say? I'm just a ball of nerves over here.
I understand. I ain't judging you. You're great.
A little bit.
Where? Not at all. Where are we going for drinks tomorrow?
Our spot. Not the snooty, like, bartender who hated me. Not that spot.
You want to go to the beer spot?
Yeah, like the hole in the wall bar.
I'll say this. You called a hole in the wall bar. Last time there were some Instagram influencers taking photos over my shoulder.
Yeah, and you turned and said, hey, what are you doing?
Did I?
Yeah, you started a conversation. I don't want to talk to people.
The other day I told my daughter and my son that I'm not very social, and they have been giving me so much grief. Because everywhere we go, I thought you weren't social. Why are you talking to that guy, Dad? I'm a people person. What can I say? I like people. People person, buddy.
I was not happy with you.
Yeah, that's not a state of being that I'm uncomfortable with or unaccustomed to.
Yeah, you like to visit. You visit the valley, as you say.
I'm a talker. I talk. As I believe I said recently on this show, I used to have people tell me they thought it was maybe an insult. You like the sound of your own voice too much. Well, I've monetized it. La, la, la. Beautiful. All right. You want to do some previews here? These games are great. Actually, the second game is pretty interesting. What? I can't pretend that. Hey, you know what? Pacers, what is wrong with you, man? You want me to? Okay, I'm sorry. Let me do Tom Radio. Hold on. Let me just start over. Welcome back to Tom Radio. Cannot wait tonight for Heat Celtics. It will be a great game. There is a history of games. I am excited. Is that what you want?
Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Is that what you're after?
Yeah.
Producer?
You want to do previews? Oh, these games are great.
Well, I mean, Heat Celtics is probably garbage. Let me tell you something interesting about the Celtics, though. I have a column out about this, but let me just give you the cheat sheet. Although if you want to go click on it and just leave it open while you're at work, that's fine too. Wow, incredible times on this column, Bill. People spent 8 hours on it. I don't know. When you're hot, you're hot. We have very slow readers. All right, it's not very long. So what is wrong with you, man? I can't focus when you're... Why is that something you're cracking up about?
I don't know what's happening anymore.
You all right? The Celtics are going to dominate the Heat almost certainly because there's no Jimmy Butler. And it may be a reality, but it may be an illusion of their excellence and their dominance because they are the best team in the NBA. They have the third best point differential in NBA history. The only two teams that were better in terms of how they outscored their opponents in the history of the sport were two Jordan teams that, shocker, won NBA championships in the 90s. They have Drew Holiday added to the mix. That guy was the second best player on a championship team 3 years ago, maybe third, Chris Middleton, I think second. He's, I don't know, the fifth option, the fourth guy. They added Kristaps Porzingis. Jason Tatum is amazing. Jaylen Brown's amazing. That whole team is, they're awesome. And if you go to clutch time stats, Tom, which is defined as the last 5 minutes, 5 points or less, Jason Tatum's not very good, but you know who's really good in those situations? The Celtics. So most reporters are going to go look at it and say, whatever, they can play in close games. I had a scout point out to me, so I went and I looked at it, that if you adjust it to games within 3 points within 5 minutes or less, so tighter games, much tighter games, their net rating, their point differential, their performance drops from fourth in the clutch and first over the course of the season to 22nd. When the games are really, really close with not a lot of time left, their level of play, literally, this is the exact teams that are with them, is the Spurs, the Atlanta Hawks, the Toronto Raptors. And so I think a big question for them, not tonight in this barn burner Tom Radio of a game that's amazing. And I think it would have been tonight if Jimmy Butler had played. If teams can play close games against them, and it's really hard to go through and win an NBA championship without playing some close games, if teams can make it tight, can make it close, the Celtics have shown us that they are vulnerable there. Doesn't mean they won't overcome it. Doesn't mean Jason Tatum can't shake off what I've talked about a lot. And Tom Haberstroh, our buddy from TomTheFinder.com, illustrated on his site that Tatum is bad in those situations, in clutch situations. Joker Nikola Jokic a year ago wasn't, can he win a championship? Won a championship. James Harden for years, can he win a championship? Can't win a championship. It depends on the guy. It depends on the situation. But that is a path forward. Now, in 2017-18, I'm good with years, the year that Durant was first a Warrior, the Warriors didn't just win a championship. They won 15 straight games in the playoffs, and they went 16-1. Maybe, and they didn't play a lot of close games. Maybe the Celtics can do that. The Warriors played two games within that margin, 5 points or less. Two out of 17, and one of them, the last one, they were up three. They just kind of, like, whatever. Who cares? We'll win it back at home. Maybe the Celtics can do that. Maybe they can just be so dominant that there is no clutch time reality. It doesn't matter. You're up 7, you're up 15, you win. It doesn't matter. I find that unlikely. Now, they have an easy path. They have to make a finals. Maybe win it for the season to be a success. They have an easy path. No Jimmy Butler against the Heat, you should win that series. You play the Magic or you play the Cavs, you should win that series. And you, look, maybe the Bucks are real, maybe they're not. They don't have to worry about that unless it's the Eastern Conference Finals. The Knicks and the Sixers, one's going to knock the other out. Those three teams, Milwaukee, New York, Philly, those are the dangerous teams, I think, in the East, now that Jimmy Butler's out for this series. They're on the other side of the bracket. So maybe there's a path forward. But even if it's the finals, I cannot conceive of a situation where the Denver Nuggets, if it's them, don't play them close. Not a lock. Although that'll have no bearing on tonight's game. They're going to win by 50. Pelicans and Thunder's a really interesting game. And the Pelicans should have won that game. And they had some nerves there because they're young like Oklahoma City. Now, C.J. McCollum has to step up. That guy has played in the playoffs. That guy has been to a conference finals. That guy does have experience. But New Orleans is pretty close to being top 10 in offensive and defensive rating. There is no Zion, he said yesterday. He thinks maybe he can come back to these playoffs. They have to keep it alive. The Thunder were nervous. SGA was awesome at the end of the game. Awesome. But that's a really interesting game. And this is a game that, like with Indy, like with the Mavs, New Orleans can win that game. They can make it 1-1. They can steal a game on the road. Unlike the two examples I just gave you, this is an 8 seed against a 1 seed. The Thunder are really good, but they're young and they're small. The Pelicans have outstanding perimeter defenders. Outstanding. Trey Murphy the third. I wish I were the third. Really good. Really good offensively. Herb Jones, really impressive on as one of the best defensive players in the NBA. One of the absolute best in the NBA. And Brandon Ingram, pretty good out there playing defense too. So that actually will be a riveting game. And you can get all the analysis you want after the game, before the game, during halftime, over on CBS Sports HQ. Tom Radio. What else we put in Tom Radio, Tom?
I don't like the way, I don't like your impression of me doing Tom Radio.
Tom Radio. New segment. Don't talk to me. Segment over. Right, that one?
You tell me you're not being judgy. I feel like you're judging me.
I'm just saying I'm judging the judgment. You want me to pretend that tonight's game, first game, is a garbage game, probably. I'll watch it. It's sports. Now that I've said that, Eric Spoelstra is going to do some coaching Houdini. They're going to win by 5. And I'll come on tomorrow and be like, yeah, I always knew that game would be great. Called it. Crushed it.
We get to see each other tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm excited to see you. It was about my night. I'm excited. And you want to get a beer.
You're the guy who's got a lot of plans, not me.
Yeah, I plan to hang out with my best friend and also see you. All right, let's you can be my best friend, Tom. It's fine. Thank you for listening. Fun show. Appreciate you. He's Pretty Daddy RTY. I'm Bill Ryder. See you tomorrow here on Ryder Than You.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.